This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't
into that, we don't give a damn. There's some good gritty language. We don't give a damn. And that's a good phrase. Don't give a damn. Again, this is the kind of language that, you know, those of us who have a kind of a Sunday school background, you know, where your mother would, get your hair right and get your shoes polished for Sunday school. And you couldn't use a phrase like don't give a damn. And but no, we have to start making a noise. And us radio hosts, we have to do it. And I urge you out there in the in the non-radio world, you don't have an FCC breathing down your neck. So yeah, you can say it, don't give a damn, or don't give a rat's ass, or the Democrats, they don't give a rat's ass about the benefit, the welfare of people. They don't care about people. Kamala Nose Harris doesn't care about people. Nancy Pelosi doesn't care about people. They aren't nice people. They aren't good people. They aren't misguided people. That's another crock that you, a crock of what, by the way? I like that. That's a good phrase, a crock. That people know how to finish that phrase. A crock of what? Blueberries? No. It is a crock of something to say that any of these people care about people. They don't. This is a battle between good and evil. You, listening to my voice, you're good. The people about whom we're speaking are evil. They aren't misguided people. You hear this on the, you see this on TV, where somebody that pretends to be a right-winger conservative show will talk about, well, it's either the, they put out the possibility that maybe this is a misguided thing. Maybe what's going on down at the border is just they don't know. They aren't informed. No, they're informed. Or maybe they just don't know how something. No. Or maybe they're misinformed on what's going to happen if you do this and you do that. No, they know exactly what they're doing. They know they're wrecking our nation. As the president said, America is being destroyed. They know that. And it's deliberate. It's not inadvertent. You're not going to straighten Joe Biden out. You're not going to straighten Kamala Nose Harris out. The only thing we can do is take back enough power to protect ourselves. Now, I'm going to develop a third theme in today's show right now, which is, I was looking up collegiality here. Actually, there isn't a very good, this incredible dictionary, this dates my copy here, I think it's 1940. And dictionaries stopped being any good not too long ago. My edition, and I deliberately bought one that's older like this because the political correctness hadn't crept in to our speech. And, you know, when it creeps into your speech, it creeps into your thinking. That's what George Orwell was writing about in 1984 in the language change of newspeak. See, that's what we speak today is newspeak. Newspeak doesn't allow you to call an SOB an SOB. And it doesn't allow you to call that kind of a hole exactly what kind of a hole he is. You're not allowed to do that. Newspeak doesn't allow it. So, and you certainly wouldn't want to offend the authorities, would you? Even though they're destroying your world, even though they want to enslave you, even though they want to destroy you, even they prefer that you be dead and that your descendants never arise, that people like you disappear from the face of the earth. They don't want any right-wing type people, patriot type people. They want you to be extinct. That's why they're bringing, if they get their druthers, yes, they'll bring 100 million people across the Rio Grande from every hellhole on earth. But my edition here, let's just look it up here. This is such a magnificent book. And these will become unobtainable. I mean, if we continue down the path we're on, these things won't even, I got this on eBay. eBay will, you know, they won't sell a dictionary that actually has correct definitions of words. You'll only be able to get the new, just like when they got rid of Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss! Even that they won't allow. Okay. What year is this? Beautiful book. Oh my gosh. This is, remember when you went into a library, back when you could still go into libraries, this was on its own table, its own dictionary stand, with especially built for this dictionary. Remember, it was so big, it was usually open in the middle somewhere. You know, the whole thing is like 8 inches tall. Here's a picture of the color plate with Noah Webster and the year of my dictionary. It's 1945. We were still able to speak our language in 1945. And this edition actually is a 1939 edition. 1939, we were still free to speak. So what they mean by collegiality in their current, so the current use of collegiality is not in here, which is be nice, Mr. Nice Guy. Address your colleagues with collegiality and my respected. I'm sure that you are, as Senator Kennedy said, a very nice person, his fellow Senator Camel Nose Harris, this vile monster. No, call her a vile monster, John Kennedy. Your mother won't mind. Let's go to a third element I want to put into the show here, and that's this parchment document of our Declaration of Independence. And I want to just throw this out there. Like, well, where do we go? What do we do now? Now that we don't have any press, we don't have any government. Well, there were some people before us, our ancestors, actually. In my case, a lot of the signatures down here at the bottom of this piece of parchment are actual cousins or grandparents of mine. So I'm wondering, what would they think of what we're doing now? People like John Hancock, like Samuel Chase, like Thomas Stone, Charles Carroll of Carrollton, George Wythe, Richard Henry Lee. You may know the document I'm referring to here. How about Robert Morris? How about Benjamin Franklin? I'm looking at the signatures now. This beautifully engraved, this is the, and you need to have this in your home. You need to have it. I just got mine the day before yesterday. You need an actual copy of our Declaration of Independence. So it's so much more powerful to see this piece of parchment. And this was not really expensive. This was $13. I got it online. This is the one you want. It's big. It's 23 inches across and 28 inches tall. And this is the copy that was engraved in copper by, I believe his name was, I'll look it up here. I think an engraver named Stone, commissioned by President John Adams to make a beautiful copy, an exact copy of the hand calligraphy of the original. And I'll talk about that in a bit because I'm an engraver myself, so I really appreciate how good this is. But this is, when you go see the original Declaration of Independence in our National Archive, but oh, wait a minute, you can't do that. Oh, Nancy Pelosi's got barbed wire, razor wire around the National Archives. So you can't go see your own Declaration of Independence, which means you're not independent, dude. You're not independent. Friends, your country is being destroyed. It may already be destroyed. Let me just read this. When in the course of human events, that's what we are, that's where we are now, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. And I'm reading this beautiful flowing longhand. You know, I'm holding this thing up here as close to the microphone as I can get it. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Thomas Jefferson continues. Rights, that among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Hey, we're not consenting to this crap we're getting. Nobody in this audience has consented to anything that's happening right now. No consent. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, has that happened? It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. Emphasis on abolish. And to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, that's what we're doing, while evils are sufferable. Well, folks, they're becoming insufferable. They have become insufferable. Than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, that's where it is, folks. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. Isn't that beautiful? That is so beautiful. And I'm going to continue that. This is all on one piece of parchment, of course, as you know, and you'll see it when you go to the archives, if they're ever reopened, if the razor wire ever comes down. And he says, He says, we say, we therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these United States, that we, that's we, folks, just substitute we, are and of right ought to be free and independent, that we are absolved from all allegiance to the, put in all those words, all those expletives, and that all political connection between them is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, and we'll write people here, we'll continue, let me see, and for the support, here's the last sentence from Jefferson, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And that's the end. And then these, is it 55 signatures that follow? That's us, folks. That's where we came from. That's the pedigree of our nation. And that may be where we're headed. And our leader, Donald Trump, he knows all of what we just talked about. So he is involved right now in 2022. We're going to make an effort to take back the House. He's going to give it his damnedest effort. And then 2024, take back the White House, that other house. And he'll do his damnedest there as well. And so that's the immediate, that is our immediate program. But we need to ready ourselves for, as I've said, we're a movement led by the Thomas Jefferson of our time, Donald Trump. And we have to engage in every form of fighting to save our civilization. So, and I'm advocating rough language as a tactic and as part of that fighting. All righty, let's slide that aside over here. Let me go over to my screen and see what I can find here. I like what Kathleen said. Kathleen, you're out there. I hear you. Absolutely. I want to have, and what I should have had available for you, in any show I should have some clips of Donald Trump speaking. It really helps us to hear his voice. And I'll see if I can't find something here in the waning portion of this show. Here's a headline at Breitbart. Donald Trump confirms he will probably visit the border over the next couple of weeks. There you go. Former President Donald Trump on Saturday night told Fox News he will visit the southern border in a matter of weeks. Well, that means he's going to do it, folks. He does what he says he's going to do. Trump claimed on Justice with Judge Jeanine that, quote, a lot of people want me to visit, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol officials. Hear, hear. After host Jeanine Pirro asked him when he will go, Trump replied, quote, probably over the next couple of weeks. All right, very good. A lot of people want me to go. Border Patrol, ICE, they want me there. They asked me to go. I owe it to them. They're great people. They're doing an incredible job. It's a very, very dangerous situation. And he says, you have to see the squalor, the children, and frankly, people that have come into the country. The dirt, the filth, that's why they're not letting the press in. We'll be right back. Hey, take a chance to call in on our RBN number. We'll be right back. Like the show. The
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I just listened to a little clip here during the break, and let me play this for you. Just throw another log onto the fire here. Let's talk about the coronavirus scamdemic for a bit here. I'm going to play you a little clip of CNN, the Communist News Network. Their reporter is out in Oklahoma, and in a particular county in Oklahoma where 92% of the people voted for Donald Trump. 92%. And I'll play you the clip here. This is a CNN reporter in a restaurant with about 40 people in it. And he just asked them, well, you listen up. Here we go.
Restaurant think it's a good idea to take the vaccine? Does anybody in this restaurant think it's a good idea to take the vaccine?
No.
Raise your hand if you think it's a good idea. Anyone here, is a good idea to take the vaccine? Raise your hand if you think it's a good idea. Not one person here thinks it's a good idea? Complete quiet. Boise City is the county seat of sparsely populated Cimarron County, Oklahoma.
Cimarron County, Oklahoma. Do any of you out there know that county? Boise City in Cimarron County, Oklahoma. Not a person, 40 people in there, nobody thinks it's a good idea. These are just good middle Americans in a diner. Mr. and Mrs. Average American, Average Patriot American. Nobody thinks it's a good idea. Now let's listen more to the interview. This guy keeps trying to get somebody to say, I'll take the vaccine.
Not one person here thinks it's a good idea? Complete quiet. Boise City is the county seat of sparsely populated Cimarron County, Oklahoma, where 92% of the voters chose Donald Trump on Election Day, the highest percentage in a state where all 77 counties went for Trump. What do you think about the vaccine? Are you going to take the vaccine?
No, sir.
Tell me why.
Well, I don't trust the government, and I don't trust Biden.
Chad and Misty Hughes are husband and wife. Neither of them plan to get the vaccine.
Just don't want to.
Why don't you want to? If you don't mind me asking.
Because when I take the flu shot, I usually get the flu, so there's no reason to take it.
Are you saying you think you'll get COVID by taking the COVID vaccine?
Probably.
Why are you thinking that? The research doesn't show that at all. It shows that it keeps people safe.
That's just my choice.
These women are sisters, and they, too, are doubters. Why are you doubtful?
They just started rolling them out.
Well, yeah, but this has been a worldwide effort by great doctors.
They claim that the flu can be cured, but still hundreds of thousands of people die from the flu.
Well, yes, a lot of people die from the flu, but not nearly as much as COVID. This is a horrible pandemic, and this is like an amazing vaccine. These vaccines have come out. They're saving lives.
Oh, they're amazing. They're amazing. See, that lady in Cimarron County, Oklahoma, and by the way, we're going to go to Vaughn Monroe in a moment in Ohio. Stay with us, Vaughn. She's got more common sense, of course, than the communists at CNN. They did just roll it out. It is, in fact, it wasn't tested. No animal testing. I talked to a virologist, a PhD virologist, the day before yesterday. And she told me she knows Fauci. Okay. She said there has been no animal testing. We always animal test on a vaccine. And she also added, this is not a vaccine. This is immunotherapy, not vaccine, not vaccination, not a dead DNA virus. This is an unknown experimental mRNA treatment that has not been tested. Yes, they administered the mRNA virus, or the treatment, not a vaccine, to groups of people, as many as 30,000, and they observed how many dropped dead. And then they said, on a rush emergency basis, without testing, they got an emergency waiver to administer it to hundreds of millions of people. The dumb clucks who are going to take it. But these people in Cimarron County, Oklahoma, I'm loving this, ladies and gentlemen. This is that fight back. This is the Spartans at Thermopylae saying, hell no, hell no. We'll be right back. Vaughn Monroe, hang on. We'll go to you right after this break.
Men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and
white.
And I got a song
to sing. Hey, speaking of singing songs, one of my favorite singers of the big band era, back when America was great again and we knew how to sing a song, was Vaughn, the singer of you youngins out there. Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N, Vaughn. And sometimes Vaughn is spelled V-A-U-G-H-A-N. Vaughn Monroe. Very nice baritone voice. I won't torture you with my imitation of Racing with the Moon again. But I might play a bit of it in a little moment here. But we have with us a man who was named after Vaughn Monroe. Vaughn in Ohio. Vaughn, come in, please.
Mr. Kelso, how are you this evening?
I'm racing with the moon.
Excellent. Yeah, vote no for the vaccines.
Well, now, I love that little bit I saw on CNN. See, they were choking on what, you know, they put their guy out in a restaurant, and he said, raise your hand, all of you who want to get the vaccine, raise your hand. He expected a sea of hands to go up. Nobody, nothing, crickets. Then he went around to the tables and asked them, and they explained to him very logical reasons as to why they're not going to get the vaccine. Yes, I agree, Vaughn, vote no on the non-vaccine. It turns out, and I had a virologist, an epidemiologist, PhD in a number of those subjects, explain to me, this is not a vaccine. This is not the dead, I don't endorse even those vaccines, but what we have experienced in past decades, a dead string of DNA that triggers an immune response from your body to a dead thing that can't otherwise affect your body. That's not what this is. This mRNA is a thing that is actually altering your body, the cells in your body, and these creeps who have inflicted it on us. Yeah, they don't know what this is going to do, and this is what they want to do. They don't care. These people don't care what they do to all of us. They want to destroy us. They love the idea of pumping a bunch of unknown biologically active material into our arms, and then they don't give it. They don't to use
it. But they tell you it's experimental.
Yes, all of them are, folks. It's not like, I'm not going to get the Pfizer thing. I'm going to get the Moderna one. But no, I'll go with the AstraZeneca. No, honey, let's go with Johnson & Johnson. I like them better. We have Johnson & Johnson dental floss in the medicine cabinet, and I trust that Johnson & Johnson. No, folks.
I trust Bayer aspirin.
This is all we're getting hosed. As I said on this COVID story at the very beginning, we've been hosed from the beginning. If you look into the eyes of Anthony Fauci and you believe anything that come out of that mouth,
you're in trouble. They say that he might not. I don't think he's a doctor. He's got a lot of awards, but I don't see him. He's not a registered doctor or anything, just like Bill Gates. He's not a doctor. He's just an owner of a microchip company.
Yeah. Lord Acton said it. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Bill Gates, with no medical qualification whatsoever, the most powerful man in the world of vaccination, he has no qualification. And Fauci, he is not a doctor in the sense of one of the founders of medicine, Hippocrates, who put out the doctrine, first, do no harm. First, do no harm. Fauci doesn't practice or believe in any of that. Fauci is a mad scientist. He is a Dr. Frankenstein who was up to his pathetic little eyeballs 4 feet off the ground with the Wuhan laboratory. He funneled millions of dollars to the Wuhan laboratory. And I'll tell you what, and I'm loving the fact that the CDC, the now retired CDC director, Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Redfield, he himself, in an interview with one of these controlled news media people, talk about another live shock. He said on camera, which they are now suppressing, he said, I believe that this coronavirus was created in the Wuhan laboratory and leaked out of the Wuhan laboratory. And, that was a bombshell, which the public has not been exposed to. But that's Redfield, who was frequently on the stage with Fauci. But now that he's retired, he said, he can say what he really thinks. Go ahead, Vaughn.
And they would have us believe it's from people eating bat on a stick.
Exactly. And of course, that's been completely, that's a complete fraud. So we have a virus now, and I'll go beyond Redfield, who says, it leaked out of the Wuhan lab. I'll go further and say the evidence is clear that Chinese launched it deliberately on America to destroy Donald Trump, to destroy...
Well, you know what I believe? I think it got loose in China, and China said, oh, crap, we can't be the only ones that are going to go down. We got to make sure everybody else gets it, too, or we'll be the third world country.
Here is the pertinent piece of evidence upon which I base my thought, just voiced. That is this. The Chinese did a total lockdown of travel within China. Not a person, not a cricket, not a mouse was allowed to leave Wuhan. And nobody was allowed into Wuhan on pain of death. No, nothing moved or left. They actually welded shut the doors of people with coronavirus inside of Wuhan, welded them into their apartments.
Wow.
Now, at that very same time that the Chinese, this is all, you know, beyond question documented. At that very same time, this SOB, this bastard Xi Jinping, the communist dictator of China, no better than Mao Zedong or Lenin or Hitler or Stalin, this killer who has millions of people in concentration camps right now, he then authorized the People's Liberation Army, the Communist Party of China, authorized hundreds of thousands of Chinese to travel by air to America and Europe when they were shutting down Wuhan utterly. So now there's no two ways to explain this. If they do a lockdown within China and then send hundreds of thousands of Chinese on Chinese airlines to go to Philadelphia and New York and Chicago and Los Angeles and London and Amsterdam and Paris, what are they doing? There's no two ways. There's no nice way to explain this. They are spreading the virus deliberately.
Right. Carriers.
Exactly. And then on top of that, when asked for data on the virus, which they had, they stonewalled that. They would not reveal what they knew about the virus to assist anybody in combating it. Then they also lied. They said it was not transmissible from human to human. An utter, flat-out, dirty, evil lie from the stinking Chinese communists. And in response to that, that's an act of war, ladies and gentlemen, against you and against your children and your descendants. That is a vile act of war. And the response should be this. End all trade with China now. All trade, not a paperclip, shall be imported from red communist China, and not a single U.S. dollar shall be allowed to be transmitted to China. And anybody who imports that paperclip or sends that dollar bill to China will be put in jail. That's what's needed. That's an act of war. And when we had balls in this country, before we became cowards and worms, when somebody attacked America with a vile and evil act of war, we defended ourselves. So America, grow a pair. Wake up. Stand up. Get that stupid damn mask off your face. You've been lied to. You've been hosed. And they're now trying to establish that you will lie down and take it as they impose an absolute tyranny over you. That's what's going on right now.
We need to have mask burning parties.
I love it. I love it. And I'm seeing in stores now, I'm seeing, you know, people, and it's interesting when I see people walking around in a store, not with a mask on, I look at those people. First of all, I give them a thumbs up. And then the second thing I notice, these look like better people. These look like men who are men, not wimps, not cross-eyed wimps. These are not subservient people. We need to see more of this. People who act like Cimarron County, Oklahoma, where 92% of the people voted for Donald Trump. And by the way, let me add a little detail in here, Vaughn. I just looked up Cimarron County, and I'll tell you where it is, folks. You know where the panhandle of Oklahoma is, ladies and gentlemen. You probably haven't driven through it, but that's that little neck of Oklahoma that sticks out. The westernmost county of that panhandle of Oklahoma, which sits right above the Texas panhandle, which you probably have driven through. If you've driven across the country on Interstate 40, you went right through the Texas panhandle. Well, you were just a few miles south of the Oklahoma panhandle. These people 92% of them voted for Trump. 92% of them are not Republicans. 22% of them, only 68% are Republicans, but 92% voted for Trump. 22% of them are actually registered Democrats. So even the Democrats in Cimarron County voted for Donald Trump. Everybody voted for Donald Trump. And that's the point Trump made when he said this election was stolen. There's no way that that piece of puke in the White House, Joe Biden, got 80 million votes. There's no way he got 80 million votes. A guy who didn't even campaign, didn't even leave his basement in Delaware, who's obviously got dementia. There's no way. Cimarron County makes the point. Even the Democrats in Cimarron County could see the man is crazy, and they voted for Donald Trump. Well, that happened across America. All 77 counties of Oklahoma voted for Donald Trump. That's America. That's and the voter fraud didn't happen in Oklahoma. Why? Because the Democrats, they concentrated all their George Soros money on the city of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania to steal the election in Pennsylvania. Milwaukee and Wisconsin to steal that one in Madison. They concentrated their money in Atlanta, Georgia, to steal that one.
Well, if they wouldn't have had the insurrection and they wouldn't have had stalled the proof that was in the Senate at the time, this might have all came out, but the Democrats made sure it didn't.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, that's when I talk about the idiots who, most of them just walked through the Capitol building, folks. Look at the pictures.
Right.
They're walking between the ropes. They're looking around like tourists. They're not breaking anything. You can find a couple dozen people who did a shoving match with the police. It's a shoving match. I mean, it's not even a proper riot. Nobody's getting hurt. This guy that is supposed to, you know, the guy who they put the flags at half staff and they had him lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda, this a policeman who died. He died of a heart attack.
He died of an aneurysm.
Yeah, days after the event. And then they lied to you. They bald-facedly, shamelessly lied to you and said he was struck in the head with a fire extinguisher. He wasn't hit with anything. He wasn't hit with a fire extinguisher. There was a guy, an idiot, who threw a small fire extinguisher, just randomly threw it, wasn't aiming at anybody. Okay, that idiot, that's an assault, okay, throwing something. But, I mean, that happens at fraternity parties. Somebody will pull the fire extinguisher off the wall and throw it across a room. All right? That's not a revolution or an insurrection. And this officer was not hit with that. And, by the way, that officer that died, he was a patriotic officer. He was a Trump supporter. And just like the policeman, by the way, who was killed by this Islamic terrorist in Colorado, the father of that police officer said he is heartbroken that his son's death at the hands of an Islamic terrorist is being used by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to try to impose gun control on us, because that guy was a Trump supporter and a pro-gun Second Amendment police officer. And they're gonna fly the flags again. The same story. In other words, it doesn't matter what happens. The facts don't matter. But to your point, I'm sorry, I didn't get to my point. Addressing your point is that in Congress on that day, January 6th, Donald Trump was waiting for people who were prepared to make the argument that the election was stolen. That was it. That process, which was ongoing, was aborted by the idiots who walked into the Capitol building, a few of whom broke a couple of windows, who were probably agent provocateur, probably a false flag operation, probably working for the FBI, the same FBI that did all kinds of dirty work against our president when he was the president. He was the president supervising supposedly the executive branch, including the FBI. The FBI was working night and day, hammer and tong, to illegally destroy Donald Trump, our president. That same FBI is the one that's been involved in all of these things, including that. And they knew, the FBI has admitted, they knew that a few clowns wanted to break into the Capitol building. Did they do anything about it? No. No.
Did well, they you know, there was...
Huh?
There was probably a million people there.
Yes, exactly. But see, the media, all it takes for the media is if you look at, folks, look at that news coverage, okay? You'll see that there are a couple of windows that were being broken by a couple of idiots. And we probably will never find out who those idiots are. They were probably working for the FBI or stooges operated by the FBI. A few people. Was Donald Trump informed? And by the way, that action was going on. That effort by those few people had started in the morning before Donald Trump spoke. Was he informed? No! He was blindsided all the way by the deep state that runs law enforcement, federal law enforcement. We'll be right. Stay with me, Vaughn. I haven't let you speak enough. We'll be right back, and we'll listen to Vaughn, not me.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired.
Hey, we're back, folks. This is your host, James Kelso, here, and we've got Vaughn with us from Ohio. And Vaughn, I'm going to give you a little treat right here, and then we'll listen to you, and I'll shut up a little bit. Here's a little treat for Vaughn, who revealed to us in a previous appearance on the show that he was named for this great singer, Vaughn Monroe. And I'm going to play you one of Vaughn Monroe's songs. I've been talking about Racing with the Moon. This is another one. You all know this. Johnny Cash has recorded it. Ghost Riders in the Sky. Listen to this. By the way, this song was released on June 5th, 1948. And something pretty important to me happened 3 days later on June 8th, 1948. I was born.
Years old.
Yeah, I was 3 days old when this came out. Listen to it. You're going to love it, folks. This is when music was music. Men were men and women were women.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. The ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel.
We're feeling.
A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard.
They're coming hard, folks.
And he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in.
Now listen to their advice.
Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-yi-oh.
That's where we're headed, folks. And that was the great Vaughn Monroe. Song released on June 5th, 1948. the writer of that song, Stan Jones, who was born on the same day, June 5th in 1914, died young at, I think, age 49 in Los Angeles. Anyway, Vaughn, there you go. There's your namesake.
I hear you, Kelso. That was awesome. How do you follow that?
Well, you don't have to sing, but I love what you're
saying. Hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you dated yourself. I'm a newer model. I'm a 58.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. Oh, I remember those 58 Chevys. Yeah, I rode around in one of those.
Yeah, sure.
Well, hey, you know what? We've run out of time, Vaughn. I want to thank you for calling up the show, and please call us again next week. I'll shut up a little more, and we'll listen to you more, and we'll listen to Donald Trump more when we meet up again with those ghost riders in the sky here in the Trump Clubhouse next Sunday. See you next Sunday, folks.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening.